12 p.m. in the Southland. Live Imaging Tuesday is back, yo, with Travis and Sliwa. Now, we played a song that producer Taylor and I came up with that we were going to do this bit. And, of course, Slee's at the bathroom. So put your headphones on, Slee. Welcome back. This is the theme
great
song.
To be here.
This is the theme song from Sons of Anarchy, big TV show on FX for years. Because you said you want to do a jail bit. And if you want to know what happens in jail, just watch a couple seasons of Sons of Anarchy. And you may realize that that's probably a little too extreme for John as payback. You know what they do in jail as payback, right?
Well, here's the thing.
What's the other movie that was on HBO? Oz.
Oz. Yeah.
Well, you get some soap, Slee, okay? Get some pillowcases.
We're just brainstorming ideas.
What do you think happens in jail? They're like, oh, man, yeah. I'm going to pour a bucket of water on you. Have you watched any movies that partake in jail scenes?
How about Isai Morales and Sean Penn in Bad Boys? You remember that movie? That had a really abrupt moment.
Maybe more like Training Day. Like we'll find
Training
some stuff.
Day. That was really bad too.
Yeah, no, I know that was a joke. That was kind of what I was kidding around the whole jail thing.
I think you're good. I think we're seeing the darker side.
You may want to go further than the rest of us do. Like if you're going bathtub Training Day scene,
I'm going
that
to jail.
Seems aggressive.
I'm going to jail.
Hi, Smiley. I used to be a drop on the old morning show.
Yeah, I won't. I won't, guys. We'll be okay. We won't do that.
No, I think you should better than. And by the way, where did he get that bucket from? 1986?
It was a small bucket.
It was a
small. He also said he needed.
It was a pail, right? It was a pail.
Back.
It was a pail. That's exactly right.
And then Kent, an innocent bystander, and
that whole thing. There was no need for the second part of that act because the first act was shaky because we didn't have it all lined up.
I think the reason why is that was 100,000 mythical. That was 100,000.
I thought your point was great. I think it was Trav who said like we're doing this for mythical
fake money.
Fake money.
We nearly ruined Slee's laptop, his brand new phone, his jacket for
his personality,
for fake money.
And way back when Amanda produced their show, way back in the day, like there was always like a mythical money tracker. Now they just throw out numbers. There's no fan out there that could tell you how much mythical money anybody. They could say a different amount every day, and nobody's gonna be like, "Wait a minute."
Well, I know what they have at least 100,000 each.
Yeah, exactly. Corporate Greg just makes up the numbers like, oh, how much do we have? And he just makes up a number.
What can you buy with it? I mean, what's the purpose?
Mythical cars? Oh. Apartment
maybe,
buildings?
Maybe John can get a new pail with that 100 grand.
Bitcoin.
buy cryptocurrency.
All right. We got pickleball stuff. Hit the ball to it. Or is it called a ball in pickleball?
I mean, what else would it be called?
I don't know. Maybe. Right. What's the thing in badminton?
Shuttlecock.
Okay.
What do you mean? Okay, that's what it's called.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know. Wow. You can hear this live on the... Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Slee took it hard. Took it hard there and went right against the glass.
I had to dive.
We had a good start to that. Like, there was the rhythm.
Yeah, that was decent.
Give me one more. One more.
Oh, you're going to do it again?
Yeah, one more here. Here we go.
Well, I got to practice the play-by-play. Is it called a volley?
Uh-oh. Yeah,
volley and pickleball still? Uh-oh. Oh, boy. You guys are going to you're gonna break more stuff in here than John's pouring water everywhere. Anyway, the reason why we got pickleball in the studio, ESPN LA's inaugural Pickleball Madness Tournament has been announced. It's going to happen Saturday, March 18th at 10 a.m. in the city of Found Valley. That's why we're going to the OC, yo. Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square in Found Valley. Now, here's what we want to do. We've got a bracket, because get it, Madness, March Madness. And we want you to join us with your buddy and join one of our teams. So go to ESPNLAPickleball.com. Sign up. It's $50 per player, so $100 per team. And it's worth it because we got free gifts coming for you. There's going to be food. It's going to be a party.
Hang out with the crew.
You get to hang out with the crew. And yes, the glory. Because what if you beat Trav and Slee or Mason and Ireland or Sedano and Cap? This music pumps me up. In that final round, the final pairing, I guess we would say. ESPNLAPickleball.com. This is a new event for us. We're putting our toe in the water in 2023. We're trying something new.
It's a good
idea.
People
wanted us to play basketball.
Yeah, which we're going to do that too.
Well, you'd have like a parade of ambulances taking people to the emergency room if we played basketball.
I want you and I to take on a couple of Drew Levers.
Your obsession with seeing me play basketball.
It's 2-on-2. We're on the same team.
Yeah, but I think you're going to sandbag
on me. What's
up with
that finger strap, Morales? Is that like a little Allen Iverson?
It was a grade A sprain. At 4:30 a.m. one morning in November, ball got past me. I hit it dead on. And again,
that's the worst.
As hoopers?
Yeah, yes.
The community.
This happens quite a bit.
Well, you're a member of the basketball community as well.
Yeah. Back in the day. A young Scottie Pippen. Anyway, this one, I screamed. very much like I was in agony because I was in agony. But I kept playing.
Oh, you, well, you
and that
get
was
it
a
out.
Poor decision.
Unlike Scottie Pippen,
that
you
was
kept
a poor
playing.
Decision yep. because an hour later, it was the size of a watermelon, my pinky finger.
Hey, you don't need the pinky.
That's what happens really... when he can go left and right.
So right. then
starts using his left.
So then I started taping it up and got a splint and stuff, and it started to get down. And then one night when we had our Keyshawn dinner, Trav's like, "Hey man, what happened to the finger?" I'm like, "Well, I've told you four times," but he's like, "You know, my son Michael had to have surgery, similar thing."
Twice.
And I'm like, "No, I don't want to hear about surgery."
Yeah.
So. But I haven't, you know, I can self-medicate.
Might have
this
to take
one.
It off.
Just go Ronnie Lott and chop it off.
No, I don't need to see a doctor. I'm okay. I'm not AD. I'm not on the IR for 40 days. Sorry. I apologize. Travis at Sliwa continues right now.
I like that that's not even like an apocryphal story. Ronnie Lott, instead of dealing with the little splint that Chris has, just
said,
just chop it off. It's fine. He chopped off the tip of his finger. That's
use
abnormal.
A timeout. Chop it off, and I have enough time to get back
you
in.
Have like a? Would you use a scalpel? Would you use a bandsaw? Like, how would you get that off? It'd have to be like a bandsaw situation. Just
do
real quick. An axe. That
very
that could
sharp
be,
knife. A Japanese knife.
Yeah, maybe. But I would think getting through the bone would be a challenge. Maybe just bite it off.
Not that much bone at the tippy tip of your finger.
Yeah, no, you're right. But I mean, there's some, right? I mean, it's, oh,
the
hopefully
fact
it's
that this is even a conversation of how he did it is insane.
So my mom got her tip of her one of her fingers bitten off by a horse one time, and so it's just you know.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your mom's a vet.
Yeah, my mom's a vet. So was yeah. she was like messing around with a horse.
Was she like giving him a root canal or something and it went wrong?
Exactly.
What happened?
It was when she was a youth. So it was when she was taking care
Did
of horses
say
in Pittsburgh.
Utes?
When she was a youth in Pittsburgh and taking care of horses. Also, by the way, Travis,
yes.
Matthew Pelosi points this out on Twitter. It said, Travis Rogers just pulled an Alan Sliwa. Emily said that they're called yogis seconds before Travis said it himself. So
I did do that. That is true. But the difference, if I could give you a little peek behind the curtain, you ready? Sometimes I like to get things wrong on purpose just to see if I can get a reaction. And then I didn't remember exactly what it was she gave it to. I knew it wasn't yoga-ers. I knew that was not the proper terminology, but Emily cleaned it up for me with yogis.
We're
but I did hear you say that.
In
yes.
the yoga class. We have an instructor in the conference room.
I'm with Chris. I'm intrigued by it. I'm not a member of the yoga community, but I do not want to do it in front of people that can see me trying to do it. I don't like that.
I think I'd have to be high to go back in there.
The hot or just any sort of yoga?
I think I'd have to be high.
Right, to do hot yoga or any yoga?
Any yoga.
Yeah.
Probably even more the hot. I feel like the high would slow down everything. And then I could actually try to do the moves. Because when I'm not high, I'll be sitting there just almost laughing at myself and that this isn't going to happen.
I would be. I have a lot of problems in my life.
Mm-hmm.
One of which is I am terribly self-conscious with things like that. I don't like to do things that I'm really bad at in front of other people. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me self-conscious. So knowing that I can't even touch my toes, the idea of trying to do yoga in front of human beings, that sounds terrifying.
And then you have the instructor kind of telling you, no, more. It's like, why are you telling everybody?
You got to get your back higher.
Move
I can't.
Move your mic up so nobody hears.
I can't. Like that's what I'm afraid of. Hey, you need to put your hand in the air. Yeah, I can't. What do you mean you can't? I can't. Leave me alone. Move on to another person. Well, at least put your left knee over here. I can't, lady. Leave me alone. Move on to the
when
next
you walk
person.
Out.
What was that t-shirt?
Nine
that you showed
minutes
us?
In.
That Travis Lee t-shirt. You showed me a picture on Twitter. What was that?
Oh, I got to get back in here. Somebody created, we're talking
from,
about gear.
Yeah, Lakers Dodgers Rams is his, like, but it's at is more comp. And it's, yeah, it's a nice yellow and blue.
Not
looks
bad.
Like
just basically a little pickleball right there.
Is that purple or is that blue? I'm getting kind of a weird angle.
I see blue.
Yellow and purple.
Sure.
Yeah, yellow and purple.
It's like that dress from, remember the old, it's the dress black or blue or yellow or whatever it is.
It could easily be blue. I just see purple.
Well, you've got Laker colored glasses on, metaphorically.
Blue and black, sometimes I get some trouble with those.
We should make them Gaucho colors or San Diego State colors or a combination
I'm
of
open
the two.
To anything. I'm open to anything.
We got
to
do it.
I have another round of the categories for the Golden Globes if you guys want to do one more prediction.
What do you got?
All right. So this is for Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama.
Jennifer Connelly, next topic.
Yep.
So it's Cate Blanchett for Tar.
That's my movie.
Olivia Colman, Empire of Light. Viola Davis, The Woman King. Ana de Armas, Blonde. Michelle Williams, The Fablemans. So Taylor, I'm going to have you start. Because
I forgot all the names.
Okay.
I'm going with Viola.
Viola Davis.
I remember one name, Taylor. So I'm going to go with that one.
All right, Alan.
Michelle Williams.
Okay, Michelle Williams. Spielberg's mom. Fablemans. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you knew about what The Fablemans was about.
I stumbled across a Spielberg pod that it started playing on its own, and it was awesome, and I ended up getting sucked into it. I know more about The Fablemans than I ever thought I would know.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't seen
what
it
else
yet.
You want to know?
That's next on my list. All right, Trav, what do you think?
Jennifer Connelly? Surprise winner. They're going to go, the nominees are, Jennifer Connelly.
Who do you have?
For me, Kate Blanchett for Tar. Yeah. I think that's
come on, Slee, what are you, stupid?
It's easily going to be Kate Blanchett. Tar is actually really interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know, right? Exactly.
Shell's the only one I remembered.
Avatar and Tar.
Tar 2, the Tarning.
Featuring Jennifer Connelly.
Yes, exactly.
How did she get overlooked, by the way? I think her name was Penny in the movie. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's right. Penny is getting a raw deal. She owns the bar. She had that cool convertible Porsche. Why is she not in every category?
So what's the setup tonight? Is this you're getting food, you're getting ready, you're dedicating X amount of hours?
Yeah, so it starts at 5. So my friends and I usually do kind of get together. We do a biggest one for the Oscars. Golden Globes is a little bit like, it's more fun of a show to watch on TV because there's comedians and everyone's a little drunk because they have
to
serve dinner. I need to double check that.
Come on, man.
I know. I'm not ready.
We went through all the awards, and we don't even know who's hosting this damn thing.
Is it Johnny Carson?
Jared Carmichael, who was hosted SNL last year. He has a movie out that was called On the Count of Three. I don't really know his stuff that well, but that's who's hosting. But my friends and I, we usually do some snacks. We do some champagne. Since I'm doing Dry January, I'm just going to have a lot of Dirty Shirleys.
What's a Dirty Shirley?
Oh, sorry. Just normal Shirley. Sorry.
Oh, what?
Dirty Shirley is just vodka inside of a Shirley Temple. And it's one of my favorite cocktails.
Do you have trouble in these 30 days not drinking?
I think that, you know, it's more of like a lot of the things that I do, a lot of the, like, hanging out with friends, going to do these things involve alcohol typically. So it's like we go to a brewery, we go out to eat.
Go to the gym. Have some vodka.
I think it's been great. I've been the designated driver for my friends, so that's always fun.
Are you dry Januarying it up?
No.
No?
No.
Wet January.
I was just trying to think here. What did I drink? I just drank on New Year's Eve. And that was actually, I don't think I've drank since.
So you are.
I had a glass of wine.
You're the way through.
I had a glass of wine, maybe a week ago for dinner.
Okay, so you're out.
Yeah, so I'm out.
You're out. I was cruising along, and then Susan came home,
and the family came back.
I was fine. Like,
you were smart to not drink when they were gone.
I didn't. I usually don't drink during the week, but Friday and Saturday, I look forward to it. Yeah. Like, I can already picture the glass on the table with the olives and the martini. Like, I'm already kind of getting ready for your two-in. That's right. That's how it's got to go. Try a quick phone call here. Let's go to Santa Ana and Jesus. Jesus, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up?
Hey, you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Got you, buddy.
All right, so I heard Chris talking about, he hurt his pinky or something like that?
Yeah, playing basketball.
Well, all right, yeah, he's got to go to the doctor because if he said it ballooned up like a watermelon, that thing is absolutely broken. I broke two of my fingers on my left hand, and I waited until going to the doctor and... So I couldn't take the pain. I went and, yep, broken left middle finger playing handball about 4 years ago. And then after the Charger game, December 10th or 11th, this past December, at my house, I slipped, fell, and broke my pinky.
You need to be more careful, Jesus.
Careful, Jesus. We're worried about you, man.
Are you back? Is your hand work now? Is everything good to go? He's gone.
I had a cast on for 2 weeks. They took it off a day before my birthday, and so far I'm getting some motion back, but okay. Yeah, I can't really use my left hand.
Yeah, Chris does not.
I'm looking at Chris's face as Jesus is laying all this out, and he doesn't look like he's enjoying what you're saying, Jesus. Thank you for the call, my friend. Look, when did you say, Chris?
2 months ago.
2 months ago? Might be time to have somebody take a look at that. If it's still sore after 2 months, it might be a little bit of time. We're going to get to the excuses, Slee. I promise.
No,
yeah, we are. Look, they're written down. They're right here.
Let's do it on Friday.
Maybe we'll do it on Friday. It's only Tuesday. We got tons of time to get to it. Strav and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed, it is Live Imaging Tuesday on Travis and Sliwa, back for another year, Live Imaging Tuesday, whether you like it or not. This, you know who this is, Travis?
I do not.
Okay. Well, we've got an update, because Coachella has been released of who's performing. So we go to our update desk, and one producer, Emily Hebel.
All right, so the headliners are Bad Bunny, who is playing currently.
That's who's playing it, Travis.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Blackpink and Frank Ocean.
You know Frank Ocean. Yeah.
I do. Believe it or not, I do. Kelly wears Frank Ocean t-shirts. I don't know, like, I couldn't tell you what his music is, but I know he's a person that makes music. Does that count?
Well, yeah.
And then the secondary are Gorillaz, Rosalia, and Bjork.
I know Bjork. She's got the two little dots over the O.
Thank you.
Yeah, she does.
We should go to Coachella this year, you and I. But only for two nights.
And what are you wearing? Is the other thing too.
We're not sure yet.
Khakis, ESPN, and I pull.
Could we do yoga out in the desert?
I mean, I'm sure
absolutely.
There's, I'm
sure
sunrise there's Joshua Tree yoga. That sounds good.
Can you imagine?
We could tent out there. There's porta potties everywhere, so like that's no problem. I think we would have a great time.
Sounds like something I'd be super interested in, like a camping trip combined with a music festival. Just like a fastball over the middle of the plate for me. It sounds awesome.
When is Coachella, Emily?
It's in April. Taylor, do you know for specifics? But I'll look it up in a second.
Remember when we talked about the camp?
Well, I was doing a segue.
April 14th ends April 23rd.
So you know what's happening a month before then, give or take. The ESPN LA inaugural Pickleball Madness Tournament. Mm. See what I did there? Mm. There you go. Saturday, March 18th at the Coffee Pickleball Center at Miles Square in Found Valley. That's right, we're heading to the OC. So if you're good at pickleball, and maybe you're not, maybe you're average, maybe you're just starting out, and you got a buddy, why don't you sign up and play with us? ESPNLAPickleball.com. Go there. Entry fee for the tournament is $50 per player. Entry fee includes an ESPN... Stop. Really? You two are my children. I can't do a read without you guys trying to play pickleball in the studio.
It helps promote it. It helps promote it.
Do you see
it.
The cameras, the microphones?
He started it.
You're going to hit something.
One more?
Last one. Three. Oh.
Is it the same scoring? Is it like 15
love? 3 points right there.
That's a good question.
Is it? He played pickleball.
Is it 2 weeks?
Got a scholarship.
Is it a scholarship?
Did they talk about scoring? Like,
so
was it?
Is the
it,
deal was if you beat the PE teacher, you got an A in the whole class.
Okay, but like, is it the same as tennis or is it just one,
is
two,
it
three?
One to nothing or is it 15 love?
I remember it being like badminton.
I don't know how that
is. Badminton's like one, two, three. Okay. Yeah.
See?
We should probably...
Well, we didn't know.
We'll get it figured out by the time that the tournament starts.
Just go to ESPNLAPickleball.com.
We'll get the rules
It looks
down.
Like points are scored only on the serve.
Yes. Well, like ping pong. Oh, that's not ping pong. It's like old school volleyball. You had to be serving.
Just tell us, is it 1 point or no? Come on, guys. Looks like it's one.
Somebody should have researched this.
You know what, Trav? Well, I've been gone on sabbatical. What bits have you come up with?
What?
Well, no, there was the good bit about the streaming stuff. That was my favorite day when Emily was losing it over the streaming platforms. I loved it. Hey. By the way, speaking of a guy who loses it, because we need the Cheers theme for his fun facts that he was throwing Friday. The great CY, Clinton Yates, came in. Why did you make that face?
What face?
Oh, my God.
I think
that was caught on YouTube.
I didn't make a face. I looked to see if he was coming in.
The
He's
great
coming
Clinton
in.
Yates,
what did
the
you
big
do,
CY,
man?
Is here.
I didn't do anything.
Clinton, it's been a while. Good to see you, my friend.
It's been a while. What's up?
Do you know how to keep score in pickleball?
No, but I was listening to you guys earlier, and I have an interesting feeling about how this is going to go.
Hold on for a second, because Taylor had it there.
Yes.
There we go.
For
the Clinton Yates fun fact. So this was a bit last Friday when CY and Cappy were doing the show. CY was filling in for Sedano. And Jorge and Corporate Greg were working on the other side because Lindsay and Laura were out. Every time he said fun fact, which he says quite a bit, they would hit the Cheers theme. And it was incredible.
Just the piano lick. Not even the rest. That was what the funny part was.
But. That is some. We've all got them.
Yeah.
We've all got the little.
Well, yours is what's yours that they really don't like you?
Let me go back
way.
Or on the way.
Along
the way.
Along the way.
Along the way.
You said that like you don't like it either, Emily. You know, along the way, I might find a way to add it in a little bit more.
Do you know? Like do you have any idea that you're saying it?
No. Yeah.
As well.
What Slee was? I think when you call LeBron Braun, I know that annoys me.
No, I say obviously way too much.
There's a different Slee when I
say LeBron now. For this piece.
He didn't like the LeBron better.
For this piece?
Yeah,
this
you do say piece a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Emily's coming in
sorry,
hot today.
I'm just
I did not know.
I'm told to
we're
relax,
just observers.
So, CY,
yes.
Which team are you going to be on for Pickleball Madness? Who are you playing with?
I don't know the answer to that, and this is part of what my theory is right now about how this is going to
go. Oh, you think we're
go.
Stacking things?
No, but here's what I know about pickleball. Because, fun fact, I live down the street from one of the most popular pickleball courts in America at Venice Beach.
Of course he does.
So I go down there every once in a while, enjoy my medicine and my tea, and I watch these people engage.
You wait a minute. Whoa. You like go them? And watch people play pickleball?
It's a pretty big court, so it takes you a while to get past it. When you're walking along the beach, you see a lot of stuff. You know, what do you want
down
me to
there
say?
There's
too,
a
right?
place yeah, to go look around. It's, to
yeah,
that
it's great
area.
People watching. Yeah. It's better than the basketball yeah, court at this
I get
point.
That.
It's pretty fun
I get
to see.
That.
So what I'm saying is that people who play pickleball play pickleball. What I'm getting at here is I'm taking the field.
Yeah,
whoever
course.
Signs
of
up
course.
For this is going to dominate anybody at the station.
I disagree.
Anybody.
You don't think Cappy and Sedano, they've been talking about this for a while.
I do. But if you play pickleball to the point that you're signing up to go play pickleball against people you don't know, you're probably better than those people.
Probably.
I think this is going
and you're
to be
paying
a
to do
big
it?
Deal
that,
for the
That's
for
what
the,
I've been
the
telling
field.
Al since yeah. the idea of I think we're going to have a pretty good team. I think we're going to be pretty good at this. But no, I do. I'm not wrong about this stuff very often. I know the teams that are the good teams and not the good
sure.
teams. We got a good team. But you're right.
Still have never played, by the way. I've never played.
But just seeing him, you know
like,
this.
It's like the baseball thing.
If
you
I
know.
Watch somebody play catch for 30
you know
seconds,
if they can play
I know
not,
whether
right.
we got a chance or not.
I get it.
He's
going to
be just
hit.
Fine. He's going to be just fine. It's the guys that are coming into this rolling heavy that are going to be really good at it. They're
yes.
going to smash
yes.
radio people.
Who's right. rolling heavy in pickleball right
people
now?
People that play pickleball.
People play pickleball. I was at a youth baseball game. Some woman asked me what the top three pickleball
did she recognize you from
were.
TV?
She did.
Okay.
And she said, I'm one of the top 10 players over 40 in Dallas. I got to find a court. I've heard a lot about
that's
Venice Beach.
Oddly
I'm like,
specific.
You're not even from here.
You know
why
what
are you
could be, too?
About pickleball?
This is so
it's a powerhouse
unique.
Powerhouse in Southern California.
Is this
so
like the
unique
guy
that we're doing it?
Yeah.
That there are ringers that
if
are saying, this is my
this,
shot.
You're showing up to this.
Yeah, is this like is in the shot. 90s when the guy would walk into the pool bar with his own pool
with
cue?
With his cue?
Right.
Is that
Lucille,
like in a suitcase?
Lucille, like in
that's exactly
Fresh Prince.
What it's like, right?
Right?
They got it in their little case,
yep.
and they've got their little sleeve of
yep.
balls, and they're going to roll in there and like, oh, you're playing with that paddle?
Yeah.
This isn't a real paddle.
This is like doing a bowling tournament.
How is that not a real
these
paddle?
Guys
well,
are coming.
Here's the answer to your question since you asked. Anything that's logoed Whammo is yeah. is not a real piece
all
of
new
sports
from Whammo.
If it's a Whammo labeled item, it's not a real piece.
Whammo
of
official
right,
partner.
This is along the lines of when you have the bowling tournament, you better figure out who can bowl first,
right?
Because somebody might go out there and bang you out for 250, and then you look like an
I
idiot.
I love our first one. Is how do we score this?
Yeah,
How do the points work?
I certainly don't know.
Tommy didn't put that on my prep sheet.
We'll figure it out by then.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. You don't know who you're playing with.
I don't know.
Do you have
well,
a
this
preference?
Is what I was going to ask about. Is there going to be any sort of a draft? Are we doing
oh, boy.
That?
Here we go.
How's that going?
Are you going to get us all custom-made
no,
pickleball
no,
paddles?
No.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
This is not my ministry, okay?
That'd be amazing.
All right. I can find lumber and bats with the blink of an eye. I can't find pickleball
yeah, see, Yates didn't show up with Whammo labeled bats.
What happened to the 7-10 camp when...
Oh, gosh,
well,
really?
Just give me a second. I've never seen him so angry. When Amanda told him that, Trav, you have to do this... I think
was
that was
John
the
that
first
was
time.
Angry, right?
Yes.
I think it was the first time that I've seen Trav say to himself, "Maybe this is it for my career." Maybe
Camp 7-10 is still
oh, it's
on
not
the table,
first time
Emily.
I've thought that.
All right,
I've thought that a million times along the way.
Pickleball, though, it's gonna be. I'm really interested to see how good the best player is. You know,
this guy's like scouting pickleball players.
But he's right.
Do we have a trophy at stake? Is it
yes.
mythical money?
That's
what
a good
they, what
so,
they win?
What
thank
like?
You, Taylor, because this is a part that I forgot to mention. So there is an award for the best team name because when you sign up, you get to put your team name
sure.
in there. And I think there was one up there that Carlo was mentioning. Only Slams is right now up there.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty
okay,
good.
That's
pretty good. I see. We're staying in that realm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, just it's a fun goofy thing, and there are trophies for the winners. No participation trophies here.
No, this is,
well.
We're not doing a millennial tournament.
No,
you got to win.
Right. This isn't the Mandy's.
Well, that,
no, it's just
no,
like the
it
Mandy's.
It is like the Mandy's,
I think
yeah.
there's no... There's
I mean,
no
it have been a little funnier.
You
got to
win.
Way,
you, don't, you don't just get one for showing up, right, Slee?
No, we
I mean,
did
all
not.
We would know.
We did not.
Every single person here would know.
Yeah, I got
Chris
one.
Chris got one.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah.
It was an honor.
Only one
everyone.
Here that did.
an honor.
You're like a Mandy's emeritus. You just have it in perpetuity.
He had to. He couldn't let me get through a show with him without trying to drop a big word.
Chris, I do have to ask a question.
Clinton, hold on a second.
Sorry.
Is emeritus a big word?
No.
I just got a migraine. No. I got a migraine on that word.
But again, you couldn't just, I mean, really?
It's what the word means. That's why that word exists.
Because in sports radio today across the country, emeritus is being used hundreds of times.
You make
up in the bar. Up in the bar here. That's what we're doing.
And emeritus is a 10-cent word for you.
I do have a question,
though, which is,
of course, it is related to customized bath. What is the equipment situation? Are people expected to buy their own pickleball?
It's a paddles? Ball and a paddle.
Are you buying your own paddle, Travis?
I'll probably have my own paddle by the time I get to
this. You will acquire a paddle. Will
has
you have
the
your own
station
paddle?
Budgeted for paddles?
Right now in the back offices, Tommy Lamb.
They're like $4.
Executive Vice President of Fun and Games is going, really?
I have no idea how much paddles cost.
But if it's more than $5, I'm going to need to borrow
one.
It's
not happening, right?
Yeah, I'm going to need somebody to donate.
I mean, Travis, you're cheap, but you're not that cheap.
We have two paddles for the whole station. You can't get the tournament going. You can't get multiple games going.
I guess I need to find out from Tommy if you need to bring your own paddle or not. I would assume if you're paying to play pickleball, to Clinton's point, you got a paddle, right?
Probably, yeah.
I have friends that have paddles. I'll be borrowing theirs if I can't get my own. I want it to be like Wonder Boy. I want it to get stenciled in there and have it have the Wonder Paddle or something.
Wow, you have friends with paddles. Travis is so cool.
Well, I'd save myself $5. I'm going to do it for sure.
That's great. That is great.
Hi. ESPN LA, pickleball.com. Go there, sign up. Because if nothing else, you get to see Clinton Yates in person and you'll say, hey, I know that guy from TV.
That's television Clinton Yates. He loses a game show every single week. It's weird.
Travis, it's legal. Continues now. You got 30 seconds to talk about your excuses. You keep avoiding them. We'll do it next.
Right. We'll do it. I think I've added two more. I think I got 13. 13 excuses for why the Rams lost 12 games after winning the Super Bowl. Brought to you by
Whammo.
There you go. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
This guy using the word coefficient, Clinton Yates in the state. Coefficient.
Hitting coefficient.
I feel like I'm watching Chernobyl, the negative coefficient.
Vocabulary out here.
Amazing. Anyway, it is Travis. It's Leo, Live Imaging Tuesday. So Mario Ruiz. Of course, you know Mario's voice. You hear him all the time. Also,
LAFC.
LAFC. Which is coming back already. They're the only champions in LA right now. So.
Today is MLS Media Day.
There we go. Mario Ruiz just checked in.
Fun fact.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday, by the way. It's Mario's
birthday, too.
Happy day, brother.
Mario checked in on the text and said, I've never played pickleball in my life, but if you team me up with Clinton, we would be the best team at the station, hands down.
Wow.
And I think that could be
it's
true.
It's not a bad combo.
Not
right?
unoriginal.
It's not.
It's a good combo. It's not. It's a team that would have quickness.
Yep.
It was a team that would have some athletic ability. The court's not big, so you guys could cover a lot of that ground.
I'd have to make sure that my knees and ankles were in a position to make cuts, which is something I haven't done in a while.
That's what I was telling Slee. I'm going to take a few weeks at least to try to get to the point where I can walk off under my own power.
Exactly.
But you said a lot less moving in pickleball, right?
And you guys will be able to handle the negative coefficient. Travis Itzlewa continues right now. By the way, go to ESPNLAPickleball.com and come on out and see Mario and Clinton take on the rest of the field.
We have some name recommendations for the Travis and Itzlewa pairing. So we've got Team Slavis.
Don't love that.
Don't love that, yeah.
These are all from Christopher Holmes, by the way. Team Big Dill.
Big Dill, like a pickle?
Yeah, pickleball.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. Yeah, we're moving further away from the target here.
Team Dead Inside is what.
Oh, I like that.
Team Blackhearts.
Yeah, okay.
Or Salt and Fat. And then who's Salt and Fat?
Salt and Fat is perfect.
Yeah. That's not bad.
That is. Yeah. I mean, I don't know you're going to get better than that.
That's what I was going to name my autobiography, but I guess we could change it for pickleball.
Right.
We could kind of incorporate it into that.
Those were his suggestions.
Salt and Fat's not bad.
That's not bad.
Blackheart is pretty good, too.
Oh, okay.
So I guess that makes you salt.
Yeah, have to be salty.
I didn't realize they were also different. Like we've got different setups. Like there's doubles, there's mixed doubles.
We have not got a chance to see the sheet, and I think Chris forgot the sheet there because I don't think he wanted anybody to see it.
Right. Yeah. So is pickleball something like it? Is it gendered out? Like, do you have to men compete against men? Because obviously me and Taylor are mixed
doubles.
It's
not
team.
That world anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I think we should. Are we going to really have a separate mixed doubles bracket? Do we have that much pickleball in it?
I was just going to say. I feel like we're.
That's
gonna,
what I think too.
We're all going to be in the same end of the pool.
Yeah,
But I will say, and I'm not far from an expert in these things, but I've played it a little bit, and I've seen people out at the park playing it as well.
Right.
Men and women play together all the time.
Yeah.
How far is the park from where you live?
It's a 4-minute walk.
But is it the
already
biggest
have an
park in
incredible advantage over everybody else?
I can walk to mine.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's
I might make a trip down there.
From my front door to the pickleball court is less than 5 minutes on foot.
Right.
It's,
oh, okay. So close. Maybe then you are closer than I am. Yeah. Okay.
It's close. Emily, what did you say about our team?
Pasadena.
No, I was just saying you have a big. Was it the nationally ranked best national team?
Number top five in Dallas area.
I said it is one of the most popular pickleball courts in America.
Right.
Thank you very much. It's also one of the most popular. There's a lot of stuff down there. You know, it just happens to be pickleball that's there now because nobody plays tennis anymore, which is weird.
All right. Remove yourself.
Sure.
Who's the team to beat amongst the people here?
Amongst
at the
everybody else, I think
with the duo that we just mentioned. The
once
Mario
again, let's not forget
Clay.
About the MVP of the ESPN 710 All Star Game. Beto Duran is always in play as somebody. So whoever he picks, I think is interesting. Who has the most tennis experience at the station?
Sailside. If they go Cates and Kent, yeah, that's a good team.
Cates
over
plays
there.
Okay.
Ron, who basically won the softball game too.
He's a tennis guy.
He's a kind of coordinated
I've
like you.
I've dabbled in some tennis in my
sure.
life. Never been like a super avid player, but I've had spurts of time where I've played a lot. So.
My issue with tennis as a youth was that I couldn't deal with not having a teammate. It was not fun for me. But this is different, so I think I can still hit it just fine.
It's to use the word, the coefficient is quite different. You have to swing. The ball doesn't go very
fast.
But
you have to swing hard as hell. Yes.
Yes.
It's weird.
Why do
right.
I feel like this is going to get a little more competitive than we thought?
Because it always
already,
does.
Yeah. But the softball wasn't that competitive.
A lot of people thought it was more competitive than it was. But I think this is going to be more competitive because there's smaller teams.
I think it's going to be more competitive.
There's going to be real skills shown. There's not the random, you know,
in a softball game, you can hide.
Yeah.
unless you're up to bat, it's really not on you.
Right.
You can kind of be out there unless, you know.
Does Travis go deep? Travis goes deep!
And that happens, and everybody sees, and then everybody right. kind of remembers that. Wow. But with pickleball, look, if you let me down, I'm going to let you know.
I mean, we might have to have a mandatory viewing of White Men Can't Jump before this, just to go over inter-team dynamics in 2-1-2 situations.
I found a pickleball court in Pasadena, open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Got plenty of time. Just
yeah,
no
sure, pop
there
by.
You go. You should go down to like the local high school and hit the pickleball against that wall.
Yeah.
Like
make sure you wear a 710 hoodie when you do it, too, so everybody knows what you're getting ready for.
Look, I'm just bummed out that it's raining today and we can't get out there and start the preparations.
I'd be out there right
at
now,
the moment.
Running lines.
Absolutely.
I figured it out. I know why you haven't listed out any of the excuses for the Rams.
Why?
There's nothing to list out.
They just barely missed.
One play here or there.
Okay, I want to get to the excuses for real, but Emily and I were talking about this morning, and I think that this is so bizarre that Sean McVay, by any measure, is one of the best coaches in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He's been there 6 years, 4 playoff appearances, 2 Super Bowl appearances, a Super Bowl championship, and 3 division titles. Okay, that is a remarkable run in 6 years. 1 mediocre season and 1 bad one.
It's more than remarkable. It's unprecedented.
It's unprecedented. He is probably more likely than not to step away from the team.
Yep.
That feels like that's the way that it's trending. And it seems like people in this town, Rams fans in particular, are like, yeah, okay. It's weird because we were trying to think, if Bill Belichick were thinking about leaving the Patriots, huge news in Boston. If Mike Tomlin were thinking about leaving the Steelers in Pittsburgh, huge, don't go. Who are we going to replace him? What changes? And here it's like, eh. It's just, I think it
you know
speaks
why?
To kind of where the Rams land here as far as the attention goes, that the best guy in his field, when Phil Jackson left,
I was
people
just
going to
say it's because of the sport.
Right.
I think that's where the main
if
thing
Dave
is.
If Dave Roberts either got fired or walked away, it'd be
a
huge
yeah.
topic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sean McVay is better at what he does than just about anybody else. And it's like, oh, yeah, I wonder if he's going to go. It's just odd. The lack of passionate response to his announcement is weird to me.
I think it's the sport, but it's more than just the Rams. Like, I think people can understand an NFL coach walking away a little easier than they can coaches in other sports because of just the general nature of what you have to do. These guys are crazy guys.
Do you think it's that, Clinton, or
yes.
do you think it's the fact that the Rams are still trying to grow a fan base here in Los Angeles?
There's part of that, but I think that the average Rams fan in this city, A, the championship was not that long ago. Like, let's not forget that. You know, people aren't just walking into Super Bowls left and right in the NFL. I think there's a reasonable acceptance that, again, if the guy goes on an unprecedented run to bring you back to any relevancy at all, what, as you said, what's there to be mad about?
Like, quite frankly,
it's not mad. I'm not talking about lack of anger. I'm talking about lack of response. Really,
I think a lot of this does have to do with what you said. Listen, the Rams could not have asked for more. If you scripted, the Rams are coming back to Los Angeles, and this is what's going to happen in the amount of years that they're here. You can't ask for more success. You can't ask for SoFi is unbelievable. Sean McVay is arguably one of the most popular coaches. The whole thing. I just don't think there's enough people out there that it triggers the way it triggers a Dodgers, a Lakers, even USC.
USC for sure. I'll go to a slightly different direction. When the Angels fired Joe Maddon out of left field,
there was more talk.
There was more like, whoa, where Sean McVay won the Super Bowl 5 minutes ago. It's like, oh, yeah, I get it.
It's a little different.
So what's your take on it? Why do you think that?
I don't think that people feel about that team the way they feel about the other teams here in the city.
I would agree with that.
They don't feel the way they feel about the Dodgers and the Lakers, clearly. Yep. I think you're right about that, Al, about USC is in a separate category. This feels more
like...
That's
the foundation of it.
Yeah, I think so, too. But this isn't just that they're the, I don't know, I'll make some up, fifth most popular team in town. They have the best guy at that job. That this is, they're not going to find another Sean McVay.
Mm-hmm. No.
Even Sean Payton's not Sean McVay.
No.
This guy was lightning in a bottle. The reason that they were able to do what they've done was because of him. And he's leaving. And it's like, oh, yeah, all right. It's just the lack of emotional response. I'm not talking anger.
No,
I'm talking emotion
to
it. It's just peculiar.
People are letting him walk out of the door. This is a very old throwback, but I mentioned this online. Like, what was the reaction when John Maddon walked away from the Raiders? Like, I don't have that in. I was not alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this, to me, is about as close as a comparison to that as you're going to get.
Really good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I thought about that immediately. I was like, oh, wow. The similarities there are bizarrely similar in terms of age, in terms of time, in terms of winning, in terms of
immediate success.
And so that's just a question I have. I'm not prompting anybody because I was not around Oakland at that time on the calendar.
And Maddon,
I do wonder what it was
wear
like.
The NFL life similar to the way that McVay
they're
wears
very
it.
Similar in human beings, and I'm interested in what he thought about that. And obviously Maddon's not with us anymore, but like it's a pretty weird parallel. You know,
the point that I guess I'm trying to get at is this was met with almost the same reaction that if you changed baseball coaches at Cal State Fullerton. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, George Horton and Augie Garrido, they were really good, but it wasn't like, oh, my gosh, where Phil Jackson leaves, whether Dave Roberts or whoever it may be, it's this, oh, who's next? Who's coming? Is there a way you can talk him into staying?
Yeah. The team's record plays a big part of that, too, though. If they were a good team that just barely missed out on the playoffs, or maybe they were making the playoffs and they got bounced and then he said, I'm gone, the disinterest in the Rams has been existing for a couple months. I mean, that's kind of a part of it as well, is that they're not in the everyday discussion of the big football story of the league, so by default, this does not become a big league story, never mind a local one.
Safe to say, you think McVay leaves the Rams, he'll come back and coach at one point?
100%.
I'm 100% on that, too. Do you agree with that or no?
I think if he goes away from the game and gets into broadcasting, it'll be longer before he comes back to coach than if he goes away from the game and just does nothing. You see what I'm saying? Like, if he says, I'm just going to chill, I need to decompress, be there for my family.
Which, by the way, could very easily happen that he just is gone for a year.
Check out Jordan Rodriguez's story about this on The Athletic.
I read it, and there's almost there's a theory, and that not only that if he does leave, it is almost like a leave of absence as opposed to I'm leaving.
Dare I say a
sabbatical?
Bing! Let's go!
That it's but like an Emeritus sabbatical coefficient.
Of course,
sort of situation.
I mean, obviously, you know, the ABCs or the EBCs.
Trav, what you said that there's not that much, LA is not kind of turned upside down saying, what the heck is going on here? Why would you leave? No, do everything. The next role that he gets in the NFL will probably be with one of those franchises that you're talking about.
I don't know. I think if he goes away from the game and doesn't
do
anything.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. You're talking Cowboys.
It's
going to
be
Steelers.
It's going to be you don't get any bigger than
New York
this.
Jets.
It's one of those
I see
five.
What you're saying. So he's going to a proverbial blue blood.
But I don't think he's leaving the Rams for any other reason than I think he genuinely wants a break and steps away from the game. And it's nothing that the Rams did wrong or any of that. But could he have? I was listening to some people talk today about it. They're just mentioning that there have been a lot of coaches, a handful of them, that they left the game for a second.
Yeah.
And when they came back, they were not only better at their job, They got that, hey, I got that refresher. I went through a losing season. He hasn't really gone through what most NFL coaches have gone through until this season.
There are examples both ways. There's the Dick Vermeil.
That didn't work for Mike McCarthy.
Right. Well, there's the Dick Vermeil. And by the way, he was gone for a while.
Yeah, were humans who did not know who Dick Vermeil was when he got back to the
Dick
league.
Dick Vermeil was a coach at UCLA. He goes coach the Eagles.
How long was he out for?
20 years?
I mean, it was a long time. I had never seen Dick Vermeil on my TV coach a football game until he came back and did it.
Right. I have vague recollections of him with the Eagles in the early 80s.
3 years without getting back into that.
Well, that's what I mean. No one's saying that McVay is going to go start a family or you know, hey, once you get a taste of that TV life, this way. He is wired to coach football. That to turn that off, I think, is very unlikely. Never say never, but very, very unlikely. Bill Cowher, people have tried to make the comparison. Bill Cowher's 50. Sean McVay's 37. The difference of a 50-year-old man and a 37-year-old man is much more than 13 years.
I'd love to see him on TV, though.
I think he'd be great at it. I think he'd be really good at it, but
dare I say, something he does well. Quote him.
I think he'd kill it, but I just don't think you could. I mean,
I think he'd be bored out of his mind.
Yeah, you're going to go do that for 15, 20 years?
I do. One word to describe Sean McVay is competitive, right?
Yeah, just energetic. Dogged is what I was
Dogged is a good one, too.
Yeah.
And showing up to do the Thursday night game between Jacksonville and Cincinnati is not going to juice that guy.
Okay, maybe he shows up and starts talking trash to other broadcasts. I mean, maybe he makes it a thing. It's possible that because he's got that kind of obsessive personality that all of a sudden Sean McVay gets in the booth and you guys are going to
compete with
guy.
Greg Olson and Sean McVay Tony Romo.
I lean more with you on all this. I think he will be back coach. And listen, nothing's official has happened yet. I think he does. But it also could just be, you know what, I like this gig too. If he got into one of those and just felt like, I don't really have to do that much. I'm a genius in the NFL, and I get to make $20 million a year or whatever it is.
Maybe he's got a personality that we just don't know about.
Oh, I think he does. I don't think he's a robot. I don't think he's one of those guys. I do think he has a personality. I think he's got humanity, a soul. I think he feels things in a real human way. But he's also got that competitive gene turned up to an abnormal level.
He did.
It's hard to turn that one off, especially in your 30s. In your 60s and 70s, maybe. In your 30s.
You could turn it down, but it's always, it will always go back
up. Turn it down for a while so everyone will go, oh, Sean's doing a lot better, where he's just climbing the wall. I got to go to preschool again? You kidding me?
To peek into Travis's
I'm
world.
Just, what do you mean? I have no idea what you mean. You want me to do what? It's Travis Lee at the Dumps coming up next. 710. I don't like that you know me that well. 710 ESPN. That would be amazing if that's how that worked out. Slee and I are strategizing about our pickleball teammates, team names, uniforms.
Yep.
How we're going to strategize. Is one of us going to be at the net while the other one plays more at the baseline? We got to figure these things out.
A lot going on.
Me and Taylor are going to be Kings Talk Daily. That's going to be our
Kings Talk Daily. Is not bad. We should probably figure out how to keep score at some point. Seems kind of important. It's 12.5 to clubs. Just have no idea how to do this in time.
That's an ace.
Before we get on to the rest of the dump, I want to do one more category for our Golden Globes.
We were all just saying that when you were in.
We all really care about this a ton.
Or at all.
I know, exactly. Best television series drama. You guys have seen at least one of them. Better Call Saul, The Crown, House of the Dragon, Ozark, and Severance.
You liked Ozark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Susan loved it.
Yeah. I'm going Ozark on this one. My pick. And by the way, this is a good category. She'd have started off with this one. I would have been like, this is right down my alley.
Okay, so what did you list, M5?
Yeah.
You've seen two? You saw
Better Call Saul and Ozark.
Yeah, I've seen one. I've seen Better Call Saul.
Ozark's good. Yeah, I go Ozark.
All right, Travis?
Better Call Saul.
All right, and Taylor?
The Crown.
Crown is a good guess. I think I'm going to go with Ozark since it was its last season. Or Better Call Saul. I don't know. This one's going to be very tough.
Better Call Saul last season, too.
I know, exactly. So I think I'm going to still go Ozark, but that's my guess. Anyway.
Everybody that's seen Ozark, I watched the first season and liked it, and then, you know, how they go away. I have a hard time once it's...
Comes back?
Yeah. Yeah. I need to get caught up in real time.
But this is one where... Like, I genuinely think if you get back into it, you'll get back into it. And they're all there now, so now you don't have to...
That's what I'm doing. So, did we talk about this? I started Yellowstone over the holiday break.
Could have easily talked about it.
Good point. Taylor, have I talked about
this? He has not, by the way.
You talked to me about it.
I talked to you about it?
I think personally.
Love it. But I got like six seasons now to get caught up on, so it's, I can just kind of just move through them, you know, one or two a week, and I'll be good to go. I love it. It's a fun
I watched
show.
It choppy. I didn't. So if I have to do it right, I got to go back and start from the beginning, which is not a bad idea.
Really enjoy. It's pretty. It's basically Succession set in the mountains.
Yep.
And it's fun, and I like Kevin Costner. It's a good way to do it. I pick Yellowstone. That's my new vote.
But it's not on there.
Yellowstone and Jennifer Connelly. I'd like I'd like to parlay them together and see what sort of odds I can get
Alrighty.
On that. Carlos Correa,
yes,
is not a Giant.
No.
He's not a New York Met.
Not exactly.
Apparently, he might be a Minnesota Twin again. So, Taylor, congratulations.
We'll take him.
He went from getting a offer from the Giants that he agreed to for 13 years, $350 million.
Yep.
The Giants said, hey, your medicals look a little funky here. Can we take a second look? And they said, oh,
can we have a chat about it? No.
We're going to go to the Mets for 12 years, $315 million. So he took a one-year, $35 million pay cut.
Yep.
The Mets took a look at those medicals and said, you know, that thing that the Giants were worried about, we're kind of not feeling it either.
And they looked at it for three weeks?
Yeah, a long time. And then this morning, pending a physical, Minnesota offered 6 years, $200 million. So his AAV is higher, but the total value is lower. And I said to you, Slee, when we were talking about this earlier, that or last week, that this was the win that the agent needed. The agent has to be able to spin this somehow, some way. And the spin is he's actually making more money per year. It's the second highest shortstop money that there is on the market behind Lindor. My guy got a great deal, even though it's half as long as the original two deals he agreed to.
I think he's going to end up with the Mariners on a three-month deal for $840,000. That is my prediction.
Minimum with the Mariners. Perfect.
Yes, that is my prediction.
We were talking about it. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
And you are, and I'm always curious on this because your love for baseball. Do you have any example like this?
Well, you've seen guys have deals that have fallen through
because the physical doesn't go. But this just pop.
Two physicals that didn't go, and the money is so astronomical. He's a star player. It's not like this is some guy who's rehabbing a Tommy John surgery, and he's a middle reliever. And, you know what? That doesn't look like it's ready to go. This is Carlos Correa. He's one of the best at his position in the whole
league. I'll take him in the AL. Get him out of the NL. Mets have good enough team. San Francisco. Yeah, I'll take him out there.
Don't need a shortstop. Just saying.
Well, you said do something short-term with him, which
Why
is what
not,
the Dodgers
right?
usually do.
All right, is this on my board or yours, Taylor? The anniversary of Vin Scully and the catch. 1982, Dwight Clark makes one of the most famous catches in NFL history, and none other than Vin Scully on the call.
Montana, looking, throwing in the end zone. Clark caught it! Dwight Clark! It's a madhouse at Candlestick.
You know what's funny, Al? That sometimes when you hear an iconic broadcaster like Scully calling a sport that you don't immediately associate them with, obviously Scully, you think of baseball first, it sounds a little peculiar. Not that.
Nope.
It just sounds perfect. Like
sounds like he's been calling NFL games for 45 years.
And he'd been calling them for a long time, but that Scully's on the call for one of the great NFL moments is oddly not surprising.
No, and it's funny because that specific call – it's the Niners. It's the Cowboys. It's iconic. And just to hear him, you were doing this when he passed. You guys, you know, we spent a lot of time playing all these different. I didn't know he was on that call. I didn't know there was. So you just kind of learn every single day. Yep, there's another one of Vin.
One more here. It was today in 1999 that one of the great television series of all time made its premiere. The Sopranos debuted on HBO in 1999. And if you like TV, it's on everybody's short list of one of the great series of all time.
Just one. You know what's weird is I didn't see that show until the pandemic.
Really?
I never watched it when it was going on originally back. It started, I think, in 99, right?
Yep.
And I was living in New York and still didn't watch The Soprano. And I had people from the show coming on
to
the radio show. And I still didn't watch
The
Sopranos. I totally faked it.
You just didn't have interest in watching it?
No, I guess I didn't know how good it was. Mm. And by the way, it was pre-DVR.
Yeah.
So you had to watch it live or run a VHS tape to be able to watch it, which, if you remember that. But I talked to Michael Imperioli on my podcast, like right at the beginning of the pandemic. And so I started watching it and ended up just absolutely
loving
it.
He's amazing in that.
He's so good.
Did you do you have the thing? Because I got this thing that if everybody's telling, oh, this is so great, you've got to see it. Then it's like, well, I'll get to it on my own.
Yeah, I'll get to it. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's so built up.
I got a little bit
so
of
that. So you guys had mentioned that. John, you had mentioned The Wire. Oh, so I watched all these during
John's
the pandemic as
bag
well.
Bag for a bucket. I'm just making sure that we're
Have you played the Super Stadium?
Not yet.
All right, play it, and then I'll tell you a story. I just saved Emily from something.
Uh-oh. Super crosstalk. So how'd you save her?
All right, so had I not dumped a bucket of water on Sliwa the last day I was here, I would have had a lot more fun with this. But I'm completely out of it. We got in at 3 in the morning. I don't know where I am. I don't know what day it is. I've been to 18 cities in the last 30 days. I go, okay, I'll see if I can log in to my accounts in the bullpen. So I open the computer, and Emily has forgotten to log out of her Twitter account. Now, when Ramona used to do this, I basically would rattle off 10 rapid-fire tweets on how she owes her career to Mason and Ireland, and the biggest mistake she ever made was when she went to Cal.
Right.
Because I kept saying, telling
people
that she
went
to Cal.
She could have gone to Stanford, and she ended up going to Cal.
And just messed, and she didn't know what hit her and blah, blah, blah. But Emily, I needed to get into my own account, so I logged you out.
Well, thank you.
I spared you. So I'm getting gun-shy now that I did that.
Too. Speaking of gun-shy, have you been thinking about what Al may have in store for you?
No, but I will say this, and I'm curious if Mason feels the same way. I realized, because basically we are the show of bits.
Yes.
You know, like I've been in a bunny suit.
Bitmania.
I've been in a rompum.
Yes.
Mason shaved an eyebrow.
Yep. Bitorama.
Spilt water on an innocent bystander.
Right,
yes.
Right. We're all bits.
Bitapalooza.
I can no longer involve others in bits.
I agree.
It has to be within our group.
Yes.
And I felt so guilty, Slee, over the weekend. Not only do I anticipate retaliation, but I deserve it.
Yes.
And I have no idea when it's coming, but I'm almost like wishing it to happen because Mason had David Kent come in here and dump a bucket of water on his head away. Right.
I just got it over with. Just please,
was a good move.
Yeah.
Right.
No, let's get it. Helped my guilt a little.
Yeah,
bit.
But see, that would have been too easy on me.
Yes.
You know, I deserve whatever it is I have coming, and I will accept my punishment.
So funny, I already forgot about it.
I
don't think that's
no
true.
Clue.
I have no idea.
But I do notice you're in a ski, like you're in like a puffy jacket. You're in a Mason jacket today.
And I have feathers that are coming out of this thing left
and
right.
Oh, is that right?
Just
nice. Nice.
Up.
High end stuff.
Like
it's
like a chicken coop in here.
Chicken coop, yeah. There's
a lot going on. Like Al, I think, is more of an eye for an eye sort of guy.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like an eye for both of your legs and one of your arms.
Well, right. No, you're Sean Connery in The Untouchables.
You show up with a gun, I show up with a
knife. No, they pull a knife, you pull a gun.
Exactly.
They send one of you to the hospital, you send one of theirs to the morgue.
That's it.
So before I could even think of any ideas.
Yeah.
A lot of texts from people.
Oh, yeah.
Like coming up with stuff.
Some of them might be within this radio station.
Yeah.
Some of them might be across from me. Some of them might be in other offices around. But people they have a lot of ideas.
No,
nice.
I did it to myself. So whatever's coming, I will take it.
Yep.
And I'm like the guys in the Titanic in the tuxedos.
Yeah.
I'm prepared to go down as a gentleman.
Yep.
But I'm going down. I know it.
Are you guys pickleball players at all?
I have played. I'm not very good at it.
I am not.
We are kind of trying to handicap the field here, right?
Oh, God.
As far as the...
I've got handicaps out there.
Trav does not have confidence.
Mason's handicap is 7 screws and a plate.
So when we're going through the shows, I got to Mason in Ireland, and I basically just went, just scratched you right off the list because of you. I've seen you do things, and I don't have a high standard.
You know what else?
Expectation.
You know what else? The thing about Steve Mason, as I go third person, he will train. He will learn to play pickleball the way he learned to be somewhat okay in golf. Like, respectable.
He learned
in golf.
A valuable lesson once. We had a swim race.
Yes.
Mason goes, it's just a swim.
At Lee, right?
Yeah, it was swim with
Mike. I did not
they
train
do
for
it
this.
Every year. He did not train with it. I went to Francisco Pinto's wife, who is a competitive swimmer, Rachel, and she trained me for a month.
And he lapped me.
And I smoked him. He butter back. We went. It was down and back. And
by the way, an Olympic pool, that is forever.
Oh, it is the wrong way.
I went down. Flip turned, came back, and passed Mason, still coming at me, going this way.
Still coming.
And ever since then, he goes, all right, that's the last time I'm letting that happen.
I'm
so
training.
Now he trains for stuff.
So,
Most of us have never played. I've never played.
It's not hard. You'll be fine.
So you and Travis will be teammates?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ireland, you're tapping out on this one.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right in the middle of the Lakers season.
Yeah, right in the middle of the Lakers. So that means I get the opportunity to choose a teammate.
I was
going to
say, do you get to pick a teammate or do you get one-handed
teammate? Yeah, and I'm going to have auditions. I am going to find. You know how Ron Mitchell suddenly became part of the Steve Mason All-Star softball game?
No. Ron, there is one person you should snap up right
okay,
now.
Okay, who?
Right now.
Right.
I think we were going to say the same person. On that side?
No.
Oh. No.
No. You need to, like, take out your phone.
Yep.
And claim dibs on Kirk Morrison right now, because whoever gets him is winning it.
Oh, is Kirk Morrison a ringer in pickleball?
Well, I don't know if I agree with that.
He's athletic. He's strong.
He's very athletic. He's very
quick,
strong.
He's got
he's
great
competitive.
Twitch
muscles. He's going to get past them.
Kirk would be good at this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he's not a good choice, but you might want to consider.
You've played pickleball, right?
I
it's
have.
All quick twitch.
It's quick. It's short little bursts. It's played.
He's
the court's
be,
actually really
it's
small.
It's like big ping pong.
It's Mace, halfway between tennis and ping pong.
You just stand behind him and Morrison. The ball
just
never get
go,
past
Kirk,
you're
go.
Just, you're just a safety.
Yeah.
In the latest power rankings, he was four.
So was just, he number
yeah, one?
Was
number who was one? Was
I just
you
got to
put DeMarco and Kirk together, right? That's
that
would be a team. Yeah.
Beto will be good at it.
Beto will
Beto's
be good
at it.
Mario's going to hook up with Clint Yates.
That's not a bad team.
That's a good team.
Has
anybody played? Like, are there players? You've played.
I've played. I haven't played a lot, but I've played.
Bergman and I are going to go out and have pickleball practice. We're going to train. Right? We're doing 2 days? 2 days, I think, we're going to do.
You guys are actually missing a week of shows.
Please, somebody film that.
We're taking a week off for pickleball camp. Yeah. We're going to pickleball camp.
Like the NFL teams. They go away.
Yeah. Correct.
And you put together your
strategy. There's a camp in Arizona that they want to get
John,
to.
John, what is your level of skill at pickleball? Is it
not good?
Not
but
good.
I can hold my own. Yeah, B-minus maybe.
How's Lisa, your wife,
good.
Lisa? Is she good?
Good, yeah. You could bring her. Well, no.
Can she coach you? Oh, you're not playing.
Yeah, so... Yeah. It is.
Could Lisa be my teammate?
No, it's her birthday.
Oh, it's her birthday. Okay.
Which is another reason why
I'm not getting
all
the pass. Out. Yeah.
But the Kirk is the guy you want.
Yeah.
You want quick muscles at the thing.
Mark Cates, I think, is going to be a sneaky.
Cates and Kent would be good together.
I bet you he plays.
I know
Cates
he plays a lot of tennis, and I know he's good at it.
Cates does?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the fancy guys.
Yeah,
he's fancy. I'm going to the tennis club.
Well, you go to the
club. Bergman's like trying to play tennis.
I've heard Bergman talk about being
Cates is the court where you have to reserve court number six.
Right? Yeah,
like you got to reserve it in advance.
Exactly.
You can't just walk
you
on.
Write your name on the grease board right outside. You just show up and do it. Yeah, I've heard Bergman talk a game about a bunch of different things. I've never
played
seen
basketball
with
Bergman.
Up.
He's not a bad athlete.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. He was good in our, I think he was 3-for-3 in our softball game this summer.
Sure was. 3-for-3.
Yeah, sure was.
Were you on our team or were you on the losing team?
No, I was on the other team.
Oh, yeah, the losing team.
Not because of me.
I love the way you phrase that.
3-for-3.
The loser team.
2 runs.
You were 3-for-3?
Yeah, 3-for-3.
In a losing effort.
I think there was. Hey, by the way, I think there was a ground ball that got by the third baseman. I called that an error.
Well, I definitely got on an error.
Yeah,
I definitely
you did.
Got
you
on. Got I got on a base hit and definitely got on an error.
Brought up a good point where I don't know if we can walk our way to a pickleball victory. I don't know if we
that
can
final inning.
You actually have to make contact with the ball.
John, the final inning, no one swung.
Yeah,
no, that's not true. Beto swung.
Beto swung.
Yeah, Beto swung.
Yeah, no, we had two walks and then Beto hit a bomb.
I personally, and I've said this before, I think. Taking a walk in a softball game is a wussy move.
Let me tell you something. Not even close. Not even
wussy move.
Like, behind you.
Trav,
there were pitches behind me.
Trav, walk in a softball game? Wussy
move? Do whatever it's got to take. You do whatever it takes. I told that guy.
Settle this argument.
I told that guy from some sponsor. I said, look, we're in this to win it and be very selective about your pitches.
It's like when Rudy Stein stepped on home plate and got beaned so Kelly didn't
get
coach. Up.
I don't
all
coach.
That matters is winning, and we did.
Yeah.
And we did what it took.
Trav, WM, wussy move.
I'm very happy that we won the game. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
you're a wuss. It's a wussy move.
I am not advocating for walks in softball, but I am happy that we won.
Yes, it was a great moment.
You guys enjoy that game last night?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I was locked in from the time it was 17-7. till right, no, that was no, it.
Somebody told me it was 65-7 final, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I was doing the Laker game, so I didn't see much of it. Did Georgia really kick a field goal when they were up 62-7?
No, they missed a PAT that would have made it 66.
Oh, okay.
But what they did do is they had like a 4th and 6 with a 50-something point lead and went for it.
Right.
And got it. That did happen late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I don't know what if you're up 52-7. I think at that point you run the same play every time.
Right, and they were doing that. Ultimately did that. They just ran.
But the problem was they were so much better than TCU.
Yeah,
that their third string guys are so much better than whatever TCU was throwing them. They were running plays that typically, if you run it against anybody else, they're going for a yard or two. They're running little dive plays right by the center.
Right,
they're what they call line bucks.
They're cracking them for 25-yard touchdown runs one after the next.
Yeah, and it was brutal. You can't tell you guys not to try. The one thing, I've been an advocate of the playoff, but when the 18 playoff gets here, you're going to have more of those games like we saw last night.
Hopefully in the early rounds
because Georgia would have been the one, and then who would have been the 8?
Oh, they Oregon, the is it 8 or 12? How many is it going
to
be?
8 is the next stop, but they're going to continue to grow it.
8, I think, is the right number. And I'm not.
It's 6.
By the way, two buys and then two. I'm okay with 6 as well.
Haven't they already decided on 8?
8's the number. 8's the number that they're going to do. You guys know where USC is on the odds coming into next
number
season?
Number 3!
Close.
Tied for number 3.
No.
I saw the odds.
Did you? Okay, I saw different ones than
okay,
you.
Okay,
I saw Sports Illustrated's way too early top 25.
So
they
were
8th.
This is, I don't know which sports book in Vegas, but this is a sports book in Vegas. Has Georgia as the heavy favorite coming in at plus 375.
Yep.
Alabama, number 2. At plus 550. Ohio State is 3rd, close at plus 650. And then SC is 4th at 10-1.
Yeah, so I saw them on 3rd. Georgia is the heavy favorite.
So as a USC fan, had they gotten in, they would have had to play Georgia in the first round.
It's all right. They would have scored.
They would have given up 85 points.
But it would have been, at least it would have been 85 to 60.
It would have been 85 to 31.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's better than 65. Yeah,
not much.
Yeah. USC's not quite ready for Georgia.
No, nobody's ready for Georgia.
I mean, what they
I'm
did.
I'm not sure
is,
the Chicago but, Bears are ready for Georgia.
So think about this. So you had an SC team that gave up nearly 50 points to Utah twice, gave up nearly 50 points to UCLA.
Yep.
UCLA and Utah aren't even on the same planet as Georgia.
Yeah, the defense needs a serious fix. I actually felt bad. Sort of about the whole thing last night. I mean, it's in L.A. It's at SoFi Stadium. It's pouring down rain. Right. Yeah. There are Georgia fans all over the
JW. Mason, did you end up going or selling your
tickets?
No,
sold my tickets.
Did you make money?
Lost 30%.
No,
oh, really?
Kidding.
Yeah, lost. And everybody
I would have bet a lot of money and lost.
I talked to Harris Rosner about it. Yeah. Harris says it's TCU.
Well, I was just going to say.
Small student body, small alumni base, that really screwed the whole thing
up. If it was Michigan and Georgia.
Michigan and Georgia.
Well, you kind of want somebody that's crashing the party, too, right? Like TCU, but you want a big school. Like if Oregon showed up and all of a sudden, they'd be into
it. When USC played Texas, you could not get in for less than 10 grand.
No,
you know, and so.
Were you at that game, Travis?
I was.
Yeah, was that the Rose Bowl. You always go to the Rose Bowl.
It was, yes, and it was the later one.
Yeah, didn't they have a Rose Bowl and then have the championship? Game a week
so
later?
They had the Rose Bowl,
right.
The January 1st, Pac-12, Big Ten matchup, and then they had the National Championship Rose Bowl, which they did twice. The other one was Miami against Nebraska, where Miami basically did a Georgia on them, ran them off the field, but the SC-Texas game was not the Rose Bowl. It was at the Rose Bowl.
And at that game, did you throw a tailgate with Meat District Burgers?
So good, Mace.
Hey, I hear. You sold me on them today. I'm like, where do I get to a Stater Brothers? I got to get to Stater
Brothers. Food for Less.
Yeah.
Were you here the day that they brought them in?
No, I was not.
Those burgers.
Were they good?
They
brought platter of burgers, they're platter terrific. Of cheeseburgers.
Beautiful.
I know my way around a cheeseburger.
I know you
I've heard that about you.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Did you see how I had all laid up my entire tailgate?
I saw it. Yeah, it was very professional.
Hey, why don't they allow – do any of you guys know why they don't allow tailgates at SoFi?
They do for Rams games.
They do for Rams games. They didn't for the national championship.
Yeah. You know why?
I don't
either.
By the way, and because of the rain, nobody would have done it, I don't think.
Weird. But was it a SoFi thing or was it a college football thing?
Don't know the answer to that. I don't know.
Because the tailgates for the Rams games are legit.
Yeah, they're legit.
They
they're
a
for
bunch
real.
Of folks out
There's
there
a particular parking lot where you're allowed to tailgate.
Pink lot, I believe, is where it is. I walk by it on my way to the pregame show, postgame show, Hollywood Park Casino, and
you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you got a little reprieve there.
Got a little
reprieve. By the way, for 3 hours, he promoted that he had
a list of like 10 excuses for the Rams.
I do.
And
yeah,
he never
I'm
went through
them. I'll break them out tomorrow. See, wait a minute. Fine print over here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my list. Isn't it as simple? I can sum it up in one word.
Yeah.
Injuries.
That's certainly on the list. You took his bet.
That's certainly on the
list.
So
tomorrow, the bit's over. It was injuries. He wrote injuries 10 times.
Real quick.
We're going to use that at 10:15.
I was talking with Yates and Slee about this a second ago. If the Laker coach had the success that Sean McVay had had and just decided, you know what, I need to take some time away. If Dave Roberts just pulled the ripcord up suddenly,
right,
the response would be significant, both pro and con in Dave Roberts' case. If Phil Jackson, when he left, it was like, holy smoke, Phil Jackson is leaving. What are we going to do? Sean McVay is as good of an NFL coach as you're going to find. He makes, not an announcement, but it seems likely that he's going to leave. And it's met with, okay.
Well, I heard you talking about this.
Well deserved.
I think there are two reasons for it. Number one, he won the Super Bowl. All right. So, and number two, he's going out on his terms. So this isn't a debate on whether or not he deserves to come back. Everybody right. wants him. Had he not won the Super Bowl and he was leaving, people would say, well, he's kind of quitting. But he won the Super Bowl. He went to two Super Bowls in his first 6 years. He won what, four divisions?
Yep. Three divisions.
If he is burned out,
I'm not
good
saying
for
that
him.
He hasn't earned the
You're
right
saying
to walk
more
away
level
from.
Of interest
yeah,
in the
my
city.
Response is not that he hasn't earned it, that he shouldn't do it, none of those things, but it was just the announcement that one of, if not the best coach in the NFL, was stepping away at an incredibly young age, was met with a very tepid response.
You know what?
Is weird.
You
to
know
me.
What it is, though? It's we were kind of prepared for it after
because of last year
when he was talking about television, and we've talked about, you know, someday he's even said someday television is in his future. So it sort of dampens the surprise of it all.
And it matters, Trav, that he won the Super Bowl. People in Cleveland, if you talk to people from Cleveland, when LeBron left Cleveland to come to the Lakers, he didn't get any backlash. And that's because
it's not an unemotional response to somebody that is an incredibly high achiever.
I think people are rooting for him and they
by the way, yesterday we opened the phones and said make a plea directly to Sean McVay, and we had an emotional caller saying please don't go.
I hope he stays.
Yeah. I hope so too. It's not over yet.
I think he's leaving.
It's not over yet.
I haven't heard anybody say that I think he's coming back. People that are plugged in. Everybody else seems to think he's got one foot out the door. I'm gonna leave the paddle and the ball for you,
good.
Mace. I'm gonna hand that off to you right now. That's all yours.
Yep.
Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.